Los Angeles Times restaurant critic Bill Addison is here to take us on a bit of a detour to La Copine, a small but bustling spot in Yucca Valley, perfect for lunch after the Integratron, which is how I first stumbled upon it with my good food colleagues, or bookending sets by Lana Del Rey and Doja Cat during this Coachella weekend. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Evan.
What was your first experience of La Copine?
Yeah, it seems like a lifetime ago now, but a decade ago, I was hired as Eater's national critic. And near the end of my time at that job, I was doing a project where I was driving across California and we were naming some of the essential restaurants of California. And my good friend Kim O'Donnell had recently passed through Yucca Valley and urged me to take a detour to La Copine when I was in the Palm Springs area. I was so glad she did because it was one of the places that really stuck with me from that trip, just for its unexpected location and also its enormous heart.
And there were two dishes that you remember most vividly from that first meal. What were they?
Yeah, they were just really comforting and fresh, kind of in the middle of this high desert location. One was a salad featuring smoked salmon and had haricot vert and radishes and fried capers and a poached egg with a beautifully runny yolk. And it felt like, you know, had one foot in Leon and the other in Santa Monica. And then the other was fried chicken, which is one of my favorite things in the world. And the chef had used potato flour for like a very specific crackle. And she served it over peppery cheddar grits. And yeah, maybe it was my Southern roots, but that it really like felt like home eating that dish.
You resist calling La Copine an oasis, and instead you opt for the word refuge. Who's behind the restaurant, and how did they meet?
Nikki Hill is the chef, and Claire Wadsworth oversees the front of the house. They're the owners. They met in Philadelphia in 2009, I think. They fell in love after meeting at a dinner that Nikki was catering, and they relocated to Los Angeles 3 years later. And several years after that, they married and they went to the desert for one of their first trips as a married couple. And you mentioned the Integratron. They were visiting that structure. And about 6 miles away was this long-standing vacant diner space. And they saw it, they bought it, they moved nearby, and they opened the restaurant 6 months later.
I love that story. What are some of the characteristics of Chef Nikki Hill's cooking?
Yeah, so I said when I wrote about it again for the LA Times recently that you can taste in her cooking the joy of someone devising dishes and leading her own crew after years of working for others. The menu is very straightforward and friendly. Salads, sandwiches, vegetable plates, several entrees. But there's just really something. She's one of those chefs where you taste her food once and you kind of get it. She loves kind of combining like creamy ingredients among crisper and crunchier textures in a really kind of specific way. And she's great with the jolts of acid. And I've said this before, but it just keeps coming up that there's just a lot of heart in her cooking. And it's one reason that I keep La Copine in my mind.
There is a constant bustle of guests. I know that when the Good Food team went there, when we went on our camping excursion, mm-hmm. which we documented, it was packed and we had to wait for a table. What hours does the restaurant keep and what is the best approach to getting a table?
Yeah, so they are open 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thursdays through Sundays, and they close in the hottest months of the year. They offer reservations in a limited number by texting a number that they list on their website. And if you don't snag one of those limited reservations, which plenty of people don't, locals and visitors alike just show up to wait. And there's a big patio that they built during the pandemic, and it's just kind of a vibe to hang out and wait for your meal as well, kind of particularly after you've made this journey to get to the restaurant. It's worth the wait.
Yeah, because if we're not locals, really we're out there because we've day tripped or we're making a weekend somewhere. Do you have any suggestions for how we do that? Like, be a little tourist guide for us?
Sure. Well, I will say, you know, it's probably a couple hours or more from Los Angeles proper to drive out there for a day trip. So just keep that in mind. If you're spending the night in the Palm Springs area, it's 45 minutes. Certainly, it is an ideal fortifying meal for a hike afterwards in Joshua Tree National Park, which is not far. And I know plenty of people who get up very early to take that hike instead. So La Copine would be a great meal after. There are a couple other restaurants in the area, which of course is becoming so popular. Snakebite Roadhouse is another fun restaurant not far if you want to plan for dinner, if you're going to La Copine for lunch, which is what the hours kind of lean toward. There's another place called Kitchen in the Desert, which has kind of Trinidadian flavors, including some very good oxtails. Yeah, make a day out of it.
How fun. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Evan. Always great to talk with you.
That was LA Times restaurant critic Bill Addison. Headed to Coachella this year? Check out La Copine in Yucca Valley. To find a link to Bill's review, visit our website, kcrw.com/goodfood. In a minute, my first love may be apple pie, but boysenberry, that is a close second. In honor of this year's brand new berry pie category at our upcoming pie contest, I invited pie pro Clemence Deloutes to share tips on making a juicy but not runny berry pie. Stay close.